Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action. Batter up.
Well, we're a little bit behind schedule, but we are ready for regional baseball. The semifinals of the Class 3A Rock Creek Regional. And today our semifinal matchup features the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Rossville Bulldogs. Johnny Kane here with you. Scott Cox taking care of us back at our studios. Both teams are ready to go. Nemaha Central 18-3 here after a 9-8 win over St. Mary's in the opening round on Monday. Took 8 innings, a walk-off win for the Thunder. Rock Creek, they are Rossville, meanwhile, 15-6 on the year. They had a 12-3 victory over Riley County. That was back on Monday afternoon. So these two teams meeting to see who will go to the championship game later on tonight. Rock Creek and Silver Lake will be the second semifinal that will take place after this one. There is some expected weather in the area later on this afternoon, so we'll keep tabs on that. So there is a possibility there is some delays, but we will do our best to keep you informed and get everything on the air here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Going to the starting lineups, we'll start with the Rossville Bulldogs. They are the visitors today. Starting things off will be the pitcher, Aiden Garcia. Hitting second is the catcher, Gayden Brown. Batting third is the third baseman, McGuire Leathers. Hitting cleanup is the designated hitter, Bill Reeves. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Torrey Horak. Batting sixth is the left fielder, Cade Piron. Hitting seventh is the first baseman, Brody Leek. Hitting eighth is the shortstop, Corey Catron. And batting ninth is the right fielder, Parker Kinney. They'll be facing Brayden Uphouse of Nemaha Central today. Uphouse getting the start for the Thunder here this afternoon. Thunder still have most of their aces of their pitching staff still to go here today, so looking forward to this matchup. Both sides to have their starting pitchers and their aces going here today. We're going to take a pregame timeout. We'll come back. We'll get the ballgame underway between the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Rossville Bulldogs. 3A Regional Semifinals here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Rock Creek. As we just have a national anthem, and it's been told now that it's going to be a 2:15 first pitch instead of 2 o'clock due to the third umpire on this crew not being here in time. So they're hoping by 2:15 that our second field umpire will be here and ready to go, although kind of putting things up against the timeline of some weather that could move in about an hour or so. So you would hope that we could get things started as early as possible, but obviously with it being the postseason, you got to have, or would like to have, at least three umpires out there to make sure that everybody's in the right spot to make the right calls, because every play is magnified that much more when it comes to postseason time. Again, DeMahal Central and Rockville is the matchup today. Rockville 15-6 had a 12-3 win over Rock Creek on Monday. DeMahal Central 18-3 with a 9-8 win over St. Mary's. That was an 8 innings, a walk-off win for the Thunder on Monday night. We've already had two local teams make it to their respective state tournaments. In Class 4A, the Holton softball team is back at state once again. Holton won their regional yesterday. And also Valley Falls in 2-1A, the baseball team, the Dragons, they're back at state for the first time in 5 years. They beat Morgan Mount Academy yesterday 5-1. So Valley Falls and Holton are two local teams as of right now that will be at state baseball and softball next week. Games that we will have on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We wait to see if Valley Falls will join those two teams coming up later on next week. We'll also have regional track tomorrow. I've seen that some regional meets have already been moved up. It looks like the Jackson Heights regional meet has it moved up to start at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So if anybody planning on going to that track meet, it is going to begin at 1 o'clock with field events in that one. I haven't seen any others yet, but I imagine some could possibly be moved around as expected to have weather the next 3 or 4 days, really for the next couple of the whole next week, expecting some weather at some point each day. So it's going to definitely put a wrinkle in things. Make sure you stay tuned here at the MSC Sports Radio Network, also MSCSports.net. We'll do our best to get any of those changes and everything get you set for postseason coming up next week with state track. We'll have live coverage of state track as we normally did. Obviously, we didn't have anything last year with everything getting postponed, but we'll have state baseball and softball, state track as normal. That'll be coming up next weekend. Let's go ahead and take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll hopefully get this ball game underway. DeMahal Central and Rossville coming up in 5 minutes. We'll take a 2 minute timeout and come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
May is Mental Health Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both your mental and physical health. If you're struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to make you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. Mike
team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KNZA.
Welcome back. We're set to go. We're going to just start without the third umpire. So Braden Uphouse will toe the flat for Nemaha Central, making his ninth start of the season. He's thrown 30 and two-thirds innings, a 4-1 record with 27 strikeouts compared to just 12 walks. So we'll go to the Rossville lineup once again, as we did a little bit earlier. That was way before we knew about the delay that we would have today. So leading things off will be the pitcher, Aiden Garcia. Batting second, the catcher, Caden Brown. Hitting third is the third baseman, McGuire Leathers. Hitting cleanup is the designated hitter, Bo Reeves. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Torrey Horak. Hitting sixth is left fielder, Kate Piron. Batting seventh is the first baseman, Brody Leith. Hitting eighth is the shortstop, Corey Catron. Batting ninth is the right fielder, Parker Kinney. So with that, we're set to go. The Thunder in their purple tops and gray bottoms, Rossville black tops, white bottoms, and red lettering trimmed in white. So Aiden Garcia will lead things off. He digs in against Braden Uphouse, and his first offering is a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. When he hits in 69 at back, breaking ball low, and it's 1-1 on Garcia. One more RBIs will be here for Garcia. He has scored 19 runs from his leadoff spot. Now a swing and a high fly ball to left field. And Kalik is there, and he will make the grab in left field. Four out number one.
Number 16.
What do I have now? Here is the catcher, Caden Brown. He will also dig in from the right side.
The defense for the Thunder. Cook at third, Baker at short, Henry at second, Leaguer at first base.
Matt Kramer in the batter, he moves to a high left half.
Right forward into Caden Brown. Gage Palik in left, Dalton Herter in center, Matthew Hommes is at in right. Up pass into wind up here in the middle. Bouncing ball into the third baseman, Cook. He'll fill on the big hop, is thrown to that 20th and they're two away. Quick out for bringing up top, and that will be the third baseman, McGuire Leathers. He will bat.
Batting number five, McGuire Leathers.
He looks on right hander, is 333 average, 25 hits, 75 at bat. 14 RBIs, he has scored 14 runs. He walked 10 very well, 6 times here. 21 years for the Bulldogs. Up Uphouse is guided to right field. That's going to be playable for Hamas. He's underneath it. He's got it. Now in the inning. So quick three out on top of the first inning. We'll head to the bottom. Inning number one. Thunder.
I'm in True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizer, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs. Cars, trucks, and tractors. All hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the first inning, and right away, a strikeout for Dalton Herter to lead off the first inning for the Thunder against Aiden Garcia of Rossville. He has thrown over 30 innings this year. And our second umpire has finally arrived, so we are good to go. Now here is a base hit for Zach Kramer. Led it to the left side, and he'll be in standing up with a one-out double.
Now batting number six, Tyler Garrity.
So now here's Tyler Garrity with a runner at second base and one away. Garrity digs in from the right side against Aiden Garcia. The first pitch is a fastball that misses inside for ball one. Garrity was going to try to play the field today, but he's still dealing with some arm problems, so he is just going to be the designated hitter this afternoon. Now here's a breaking ball from Garcia in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Garrity, the normal shortstop for Nemaha Central. Now he swings at a breaking ball, comes up empty, and it's 1-2. Rain has started to fall here at Rock Creek High School. We knew it was on the way. We didn't know exactly when it would arrive, but it has just now started to drizzle and get some precipitation. Now a bouncing ball. It's going to get over the head of the shortstop and into left field for a base hit. Around third is Kramer. The throw is going to go to second. Garrity's trying for two, and he is in there. An RBI double for Tyler Garrity, but he is in a lot of pain on his second base. Zach Kramer comes around to score. It is 1-0 Nemaha Central. Garrity is in a ton of pain. He's actually holding his right hamstring right now. So are trying to make sure that Garrity is okay. Garrity is being attended to by the coaching staff of the Thunder.
And then bring him home.
And he appears to be okay, so he's going to stay in there. Now here's Landon Baker of the Thunder. He was 3-for-5 on Monday. He had 4 RBIs. And he lines a base hit in the left field. Garrity is going to round 30. He's going to stop there, and they've got to get Tyler Garrity out of this game. He cannot run right now. Garrity barely even made to third base on a shot in the left center field. But it's a ringing single for Baker. And now the Thunder with first and third and only one away. But Garrity's going to stay out there. He's going to try to toughen it out. And the Nemaha Central coaching staff says he's okay. So now here is Damon Cook. He's the third baseman. He was 2-for-4 on Monday. Now a pickoff attempt back safely is Baker. Good lead by Baker, not running. And here's a line shot into left field and deep, but playable for the left fielder, Pirine. Tagging at third is Garrity. He's going to come home, and he will score. So that'll be the second run for the Thunder, and Nemahal Central leads 2-0 here at the bottom of the first inning. So it's a sac fly for Cook and an RBI. And now two away for Andrew Henry. And first pitch swinging is Andrew Henry, and he bounces the ball foul past third base. Again, the rain continues to fall here at Rock Creek. We're expecting rain this afternoon. We didn't know when it would come, but it is here. Nothing severe right now. Baker not running, and here's a breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Andrew Henry. Henry was 1-for-4 on Monday. The second baseman for the Thunder. And now a swing and a miss, and down goes Henry, and that'll be a strikeout. That will end the inning. So Garcia fans 2, and at the end of 1, it's 2-0. Nemahal Central leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second inning. 2-0 Nemahal Central leads Rossville. The Bulldogs will have 4-5-6 coming up. Bo Reese followed by Tori Horak. If anybody gets on, it'll be Brody Leach. O'Reeve is the designated hitter today. As everybody knows from the football season, an outstanding receiver for the Bulldog football team. And the first pitch from Braden Uphouse is a fastball high for ball one. Now swinging a foul off by Reeves, 1-1 the count. Uphouse got the Bulldogs in order in the first inning. A fly out, a ground out, and another fly out. And now the 1-1 to Reese. Breaking ball a little bit low. Beautiful turf field here at Rock Creek High School. Structure they're continuing to build and still not quite done with the concession stand and the bathrooms and everything and such. Here's a bouncing ball hit sharply to the second baseman Henry. He bobbles it, throws to first. It is in time, and there's one away. That's the beauty of being so close to first base at the second base spot. You can afford to bobble the ball a little bit and still have plenty of time, as did Henry. Didn't panic, picked it up, threw it to first. So now here is Tori Horak. And just like Reeves, a standout football star, the quarterback for the Bulldog football team. He'll bat from the left side. He'll swing at a first pitch fastball from Uphouse, a little bit high and out of the zone, but Horak gave it a rip, came up empty, and it's 0-1. Both of these teams extremely athletic, and now Horak squares to bunt, but he bunts it foul off the catcher, and it's 0-2. toss it lined up. Here's the 0-2. Popped up on the infield. Going to be a long run for both the third baseman and the shortstop, but it's going to drop foul. A ton of foul territory here at Rock Creek. It was a long run for Baker and Cook. Neither of them could get there, so it'll remain at 0-2. So 0-2 the count on Torrey Horak. Now, Uphaus is going to step off. He did not like the sign that his catcher, Zach Kramer, gave him. He's back on the hill, and again, the 0-2. Here's a bouncing ball right to the first baseman, Leaguer. He'll step on the bag himself, and there's two away.
Now batting number zero, Kate Ryan.
So now here's KP Ryan, the left fielder today. Evil bat from the right side. Two outs, top of the second inning, 2-0 lead for Nemaha Central. First pitch from Uphaus is a breaking ball that bounces in. And the 1-0. Last ball pinks the outside corner at the knees for strike one, and it's 1-1. Thunder playing pretty much straight up in the outfield and fairly deep. There's a fastball. It's going to get by the catcher Kramer and all the way to the backstop, and it's 2-1. There's a ton of room behind home plate here at Rock Creek as well here at this turf facility. And now the 2-1 from Uphaus. Fastball misses low and away, and it's 3-0. So Uphaus has worked quickly here through the first five batters he's faced, and now a 3-1 is skied to right field. Playable, though, for Hamas. He's underneath it near the line. He's got it, and that'll end the inning. So, again, 3-up, 3-down for Rossville. We'll head to the bottom of inning number 2. It is 2-0, Nemaha Central on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
KNZA.
Bottom of inning number 2, 2-0 lead for Nemaha Central. Starting things off is Ryan Leaguer. He hits a bouncing ball. It's going to be an infield single. A really tough play for the third baseman for Rossville Leathers. He tried to make the play and throw on the run, but he could not make it in time, so it'll be a leadoff infield single. Two nothing is the lead for the Thunder. Again, we're in the bottom of the second inning. Rain continues to fall here at Rock Creek, and the wind continues to blow in as well. First pitch swinging is Gage Palak. He'll foul it to the right side. It'll be caught by the first baseman, Leaf, for out number one. So a quick first out after the infield single by Leaguer.
Uphaus.
And one away for the pitcher, Braden Uphaus. Just to inform everyone, after this half inning, we're going to try to pack our stuff up and get to a spot where we can be safe from the rain and this wind, because it's hurting our equipment right now, but we're going to try to do it after this half inning, so stay with us. We're going to play some breaks and hopefully only be about 5-10 minutes or so missing of the action before we can come back and have the rest of this ball game here on 103.9 KNCA. 0-1 the count on Braden Uphaus. He was 2-for-4 on Monday. And he'll swing and line a ball into left field. That's down for a base hit. It'll be cut off by the left fielder, Pirine. Rounding second, stopping there is Leaguer. The Thunder have first and second with one away. So first and second for Nemohall Central, bottom of the second. And Dalton Herter will dig in. He struck out his first at bat. The Thunder played two runs in the first inning. They got a double by Zach Kramer, a double by Tyler Garrity, and then an RBI single from Landon Baker and a sack fly RBI from Damon Cook. Now there's a line drive, pinch hit left field. Pienaar, the left fielder, will bring it in. They'll stop their runner Leaguer at third base, and that'll load the bases up for Zach Kramer. But Aiden Garcia is not missing any bats so far today. So here's Zach Kramer. Kramer hit a double, scored a run in the first inning. He bats from the left side. Breaking ball misses. Actually, it does catch the edge. The umpire gives a couple of inches off the plate for strike one. And now the 0-1. That's going to be popped foul. That'll get out of play. 0-2 the count on Zach Kramer. One out, bottom of the second inning. And now a late swing, another foul off by Kramer. It'll remain at 0-2. Home plate umpire is saying he's now out of baseball, so he did have one extra one. So now he's going to yell over to the Thunder dugout and make sure that somebody's going over to get those foul balls off the left side. And again, the 0-2 from Garcia. There's a fastball. It's back up the middle. It's going to be knocked down by the second baseman. But everybody's going to be safe. It'll be an infield single and an RBI for Zach Kramer. And the Thunder now lead 3-0.
Now batting number 6, Tyler Garrity.
So now here's Tyler Garrity, although he was dealing with some hamstring trouble in the first inning. He's going to come back to bat, but before that, we're going to have a meeting at the mound. We'll see if that's it for Aiden Garcia. He has not missed any bats yet today. So a quick meeting at the mound. And we'll see if they'll keep him in there. One out, bottom of the second inning, 3-0 lead for Nemohall Central. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll try to come back after this quick timeout and meeting at the mound here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, the sweetest fruits of life come from serving others. And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Find the award-winning service you need from Don Fate and Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we're in a much better spot. We've seen to have everything kind of covered up now. We're up against the press box, and it's blocking the rain a little bit more, but the Thunder get four runs, or have four runs now, two runs in the first, two now in the second, as Tyler Garrity was able to pick up an RBI. And so it's 4-0 Nemohall Central as we head to the third inning of play. We'll just keep it here after that break we had. So Braden Uphouse and Gage Palak were the two that came in to score. where Tyler Garrity did have an RBI. So it is now 4-0. Emol Central leads Rossville as we head to the third inning of play. Rossville still does not have a hit against Braden Uphouse, as he has got the Bulldogs in order through the first two innings. Rossville will have 7, 8, 9 coming up. And Johnny Kane here with you, trying to survive the elements here at Rock Creek High School. As we start the third inning of play, so Brody Leitz will lead things off for the Bulldogs. He will bat from the right side. Leitz digs in against Braden Uphouse. And the first pitch is a fastball in there for strike one. Uphouse has gotten four of his six outs via the air. He has struck out none yet. But he's quickly 0-2 on Leitz. And the 0-2. Swinging a foul off the mask of Zach Kramer. So Leitz will stay alive at 0-2. The rain continues to be pretty steady here at Rock Creek. Not very hard, but just kind of that annoying, steady pace to make things uncomfortable. There's a breaking ball that's left way outside, and it's 1-2 on Leitz. Thunder lead 4-0 as we are in the top of the third inning of play. Now the 1-2 is skied to right field. That is going to slice and actually get all the way out of play. A ton of room down the baselines here at Rock Creek. And again, the 1-2 from Uphouse. There's a breaking ball that again, Leitz gets a piece of him. He stays alive. It is still 1-2. This will be pitch number 7 at the at-bat coming up. And there's a line drive base hit right field. So Leitz wins the battle. He is going around first base. He'll stop there. But it's a leadoff single for Leitz and the Rossville Bulldogs. That'll bring up Corey Catron. The runner at first and nobody out. That is the first hit against Braden Uphouse today. So now we'll see Uphouse for the first time from the stretch position. Squaring to butt is Catron. He bunts it right out in front of the plate. It's going to be a foul ball. Kramer did a good job of letting it bounce, and then it bounced more in the foul territory. It started fair, then bounced foul, and right when it bounced foul, Kramer picked it up. Nobody out top of the third. Thunder with 4 runs on 7 hits. Rossville, no runs on just 1. Very, very short lead for Leitz at first. Now fastball misses high and away. So 1-1 the count on Corey Catron. And now a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Uphouse. He has had a pretty good one so far today through the first two and plus innings. And now Uphouse gets set. He brings the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Catron. That is out. Strikeout number 1. And now a throw out at second base. That's a double play. Very, very late steal attempt by Brody Lee. And he gets caught stealing for the second out of the inning. And a double play completed. A strike him out, throw him out variety. And now 2 outs for Parker Kinney. Kinney, this is his first at bat. He's the number 9 hitter for the Bulldogs. Digs in from the right side. The first pitch from up house is high and inside, nearly clips Kinney, but he dips out of the way for ball one. So the Bulldogs have their first base runner, their first hit, but that is erased on the stolen base attempt. And now it's 2-0 on Parker Kinney. Creighton Uphouse throwing well. Into the windup, here's his 2-0. Fastball outside, and now 3-0. The first 3-0 account that Uphouse has had today. And the 3-0. Fastball low and away, ball four. That'll be the first walk issued by Kinney of the day. And now back to the top of the order, here's Ian Garcia. Garcia flew out to left field his first at bat. The rain can start to get a little bit more steady here at Rock Creek. You know, a turf field, so they as long as there's no lightning, they'll be able to play. And here's a line drive, pinch hit right center field. Rounding second base is Kinney. He's going to go to third. The throw to third is not going to be in time, and now going to second is Garcia. That throw is offline. And all of a sudden, the Bulldogs now with runners at second and third and two away. Good base running by Kinney. The right fielder, Hamas, missed the cut man and landed Baker, and that is what allowed Garcia to move up to second base. So two outs, second and third for Caden Brown. He grounded out to third base his first time up. And now a line shot into center field, but right at the center fielder, Herter. He is underneath it. He's got it, and that'll end the inning. So Rossville strands two. What to the bottom of inning number three. It's 4-0, Nemahal Central on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Suther Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson storm doors at Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
KNZA.
Bottom of the third inning, 4-0 lead for Nemahal Central over Rossville. Johnny came back with you. Scott Cox taking care of us back at the studios. Thunder with four runs on seven hits through the first two innings. And now back here in the third with 5-6-7 coming up. Cook, Henry, Leaguer. Aiden Garcia will stay out there on the mound for the Bulldogs. He has not been able to miss bat so far, and swinging away right away is Damon Cook. He fouls it off to the right side and out of play. Thunder have wasted no time trying to jump on top of Garcia. Now the 0-1 is a breaking ball that misses low and away. Cook had a sacrifice fly and an RBI in the first inning, part of that two-run first. And now we look to the fastball high and inside, and it's 2-1. Bulldogs playing straight away on the infield. The center fielder is playing deep. There's a hot shot to the shortstop, Catron. He'll make the play and throw to first, and there is one away. Toy Horak out in center is shading left center field for Rossville, and they're allowing the left fielder P. Ryan to go closer towards the line. The Thunder hit a couple of balls early and around that area. Now here's Andrew Henry. He'll swing at the first pitch, pop it into left center field. The center fielder Horak is underneath it. In left center field, he'll make the grab for the second out. So two quick outs for the Bulldogs and Aiden Garcia. And now with two away, here's Ryan Leaguer. Leaguer again bats from the right side. He singled and scored a run in the second inning. He whiffs at the first offering from Aiden Garcia here. It's 0-1. Thunder sent seven batters to the plate in the second inning. Got two runs. And now a wild swing and a miss by Leaguer, and he's quickly down 0-2. Sent six to the plate in the first, scored two. Sent seven to the plate in the second, scored two, but stranded a couple. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Down goes Leaguer. That's the second strikeout, third strikeout of the day for Aiden Garcia, and that will end the inning. So three complete innings. It is 4-0. D-Mall Central leads Rossville here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Hill & Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth inning, 3-4-5 coming up for Rossville. Nemaw Central leads 4-0. And leading things off is McGuire Leathers, the third baseman for the Bulldogs. Braden Uphouse still out there on the mound for Nemaw Central. Leathers swings at the first pitch, fouls it straight back. He flew out to right field in his first at-bat. And now another foul off by Leathers, and it's quickly 0-2. Rain continues here in Rock Creek. It started just after first pitch. It has continued since then. Now the 0-2. Fastball low and away. Thunder continue to play straight away in the outfield. Pollock in left, Herter in center, Hamas in right. And the 1-2, call strike three, fastball paints the outside corner. That's the second strikeout of the day for Brayden Uphouse, his first looking. And so one away, and now the designated hitter, Bo Reeves. Reeves bats from the right side. Looks at a first pitch breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Reeves grounded out to the second baseman, Andrew Henry, in his first at bat. And another breaking ball in for a strike. It's 0-2. Two beautiful curveballs for Reeves. Two Reeves. And now the 0-2 from Uphouse. There's another breaker. This one just misses high and inside. That time he had Reeves ducking out of the way, and it pinned back in nearly for a strike three. One out top of the fourth inning. And the 1-2. In there, called strike three. Another breaker on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeout for Brayden Uphouse, and there's two away. Now there's Torrey Horak batting for the second time. He grounded to the first baseman, Leaguer, in his first at-bat. The fastball is poured down the middle for strike one. So Uphouse has been all around the strike zone here in the early going. He has given up just two hits and three total base runners. Now a wild swing and a miss by Horak, and it's quickly 0-2. bounce back on the rubber. His 0-2 is fouled back. Tried to rise the eye level with a fastball, but Horak just got a piece of it and fouled it back to the backstop. And again, the 0-2. Breaking ball is going to get away from the catcher, Kramer, and reaching first base is going to be Horak. So it'll be a strikeout and a wild pitch. It's going to allow Horak to reach first base. So Horak will be on at first for Cade Pirine. So four strikeouts. Four uphouse. Now he's going to have a quick toss over, but Reeves was barely off the bag. Now the first offering to Pirine is fouled off the shin of Zach Kramer, the catcher for the Thunder. No runs on two hits for Rossville. Four runs on seven hits for the Thunder. Now fastball just misses low. Good spot by Uphouse. Did not get the call, and it's 1-1. Uphouse comes set. Reeves a very, very short lead over at first. And a fastball misses low. Actually, that's Horak over at first base. He is definitely a stolen base threat, one of the best athletes on this team. But he does not have a big lead at all. And now another dribbler out in front, but they're going to say it hit the foot of Pirine. So it'll be a foul ball and make the count 0-2. Two outs, two and two the count. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Nemaul Central leads 4-0. Imagine this would probably be a good opportunity for Horak to try to swipe second base with two strikes against Pirine. Horak not running, and a fastball misses low and away. So that will move the count full, and now Horak will be off of this pitch. Fouls come set. There's a look, and now the payoff. Going to be fouled back up against the screen. Four pitches for Braden Uphouse. And now a call, strike three, fastball right down the middle. Down goes Pirine. That's the fifth strikeout of the game, and actually fourth in the inning for Braden Uphouse. And that will end the top of the fourth. We'll head to the bottom of inning number four. It's 4-0 Nemaha Central on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making, quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
NZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0 lead for Nemaha Central. Gage Palak will lead things off. Aiden Garcia still out on the mound for Rossville. Palak popped up to the first baseman in his first at bat. Now looks at a fastball high, and the count is 2-0. There's a swing and a pop-up. Will it stay in play, giving chances to the third baseman Leathers? He will run out of room, and it's 2-1. Thunder got two runs in the first inning on three hits. two more in the second on four hits. They stranded a couple, and now a bouncing ball into the shortstop, Catron. This throw is going to be high and safe. Is Gage Palick. So good hustle. That'll be an error on the shortstop. And the Thunder will have their leadoff man on. So now Braden Uphaus will dig in. He singled and scored a run in the second inning. And a good lead over at first for Palick. Squaring to bunt is Henry. He pulls it back. And now the ball is going to be thrown to first base. It gets away from the first baseman, but backing up the play is the right fielder, Kenny. And so Palick is not able to advance. Do they call a strike on that or not? I believe they did. So it's 0-1 on Uphaus. Another good lead over at first for Palick. So now a throw over, and he dives back in head first safely. Looks like the rain has started to die down a little bit and is now more of just a drizzle. Palick not running, and there's a swing and a high fly ball in the left field deep. That is back at the track, at the wall, and it is gone, or does it go over the fence? Is it going to be a ground rule double? The ball just disappeared over the fence, but immediately the left fielder, Piron, threw his hands up, meaning ground rule double. So that will put Palick at third, Uphaus at second with the double. And Aiden Garcia's got to be coming to the close of his leash. That is now the eighth hit of the game for the Thunder. They've scored four runs, and they're back to the top of the order. Dalton Herter now will bat. He is 1-for-2. He has struck out and singled. Herter swings to the first pitch, pops it back. That'll get out of play. But four runs, eight hits for the Thunder. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and runners at second and third. Garcia takes his time. Now brings the 0-1. It's a fastball. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Herter shakes his head. He did not like the call. But now he has to battle with two strikes against him. And Herter now is going to ask for time as Garcia was already coming set, and Herter was barely back in the box. So now he digs back in. He's ready to go. And the 0-2 from Garcia. Fastball, low and away. Big lead out at second base for Uphaus. And again, the 1-2. Bouncing ball is going to be fouled into the Nemaul Central dugout on the third base side. Palick started this inning. He reached on there by the shortstop. And Uphaus at a ground rule double. Now bouncing ball is going to get away from the catcher. Coming down from third, trying to score is Palick, and he's in there. Ahead, first slide, and Palick scores the fifth run of the game for Nemaha Central, and the Thunder now lead 5-0. Uphaus also moves up to third base, and it's now 2-2 on Dalton Herter. So now Herter just has to protect with two strikes and try to put the ball in play and score a run. Rossville brings the infield in. Swing and a bouncing ball to the left side. That is going to go foul. And the count will remain at 2-2. This will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat coming up. Zach Kramer awaits on deck. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. One runner across. A runner at third. And the 2-2. Another bouncing ball. This is going to go into the Thunder dugout again. So the count remains at 2-2. Again, Garcia gets the sign, comes set, and the 2-2. Breaking ball hit to the right side, but that again is going to go foul past the bag. This will be pitch number 9 of this at bat. Herter trying to win the battle against Garcia, who is now up to 48 pitches on the day. And it's 2-2. Bouncing ball to the left side, fielded by the third baseman. He's going to make the long throw to first, and it is going to be bobbled and dropped. That'll be an infield single and an RBI for Dalton Herter. It was going to be a really tough play for Leathers, the third baseman, but Uphaus comes down to score, And it is now 6-0. The Thunder lead with still nobody out here in the fourth inning of play. So it's an infield single and RBI for Herter. And now here's Zach Kramer. He is 2-for-2, a single, a double, and an RBI. Decent lead at first for Herter. Kramer swings at the first pitch and fouls to the left side and out of play. Under now 6 runs on 8 hits. I think they gave an error to the third baseman, Leathers, on that play. That was going to be a really tough play. He had to backhand it and tried to set his feet and throw. I mean, it was probably a play he should have made, but it was going to be a really tough play. I'm going to give him a hit, but I guess the official scorer is going to say no. And now squaring the bump, pulling it back, and taking the ball is Kramer. And in the process, Dalton Herter is going to swipe second base. Well, now Herter is in scoring position for Kramer, who has a 1-1 count against him. There's a fastball high, 2-1 the count on Kramer. Thunder had to really work for their victory on Monday, a 9-8 extra inning walk-off win over St. Mary's. And what was the 8-1 matchup? But now there's a line drive, base hit, center field. Coming up quickly is a center fielder, Horak, to keep Herter from being able to score, but he's going to move to third, and it's now first and third for the Thunder with still nobody out. And they're going to keep Aiden Garcia out there. So Garcia has now given up 9 hits, 6 runs. He is going to stay out there and face Tyler Garrity. Garrity has an RBI, a double, and he scored a run. Diving back safely at first is Kramer. First and third, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth, 6-0 Thunder. Not running, now bouncing ball to the shortstop catcher, and he'll go to second base for one. Throw to first. It is not in time. Garrity hobbling down the first base line, somehow beat it out. But a run does score as Herter comes down from third. Kramer is out at second base for the first out. And so a fielder's choice 6-4, but a run scores. And it is now 7-0, the Thunder lead. So one out and a runner at first for Lane and Baker. Baker has a single, an RBI, and he has popped up. He'll swing at the first pitch, line a ball to right center field. Nobody's there. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Garrity around second base. Here he's coming to third. They're going to try to send him. No, they're going to stop it. Garrity at less than 100%, obviously. He is just trying to grind this out. He is in a ton of pain, but it's a double for Landon Baker. And that is going to be it for Aiden Garcia, I believe. Meeting at the mound for Rossville. And that is going to be it, I think, for Garcia. Maybe not. There's yet to be an actual change. And is it going to be a pitching change? Yep, it is. All right, we'll take a break. 7-0 lead for Nemahal Central. We'll come back with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
May is Mental Health Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being. And mental illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both your mental and physical health. If you're struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to make you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today.
Isn't life crazy? One day your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments. The good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Pitching change for Rossville. Corey Catron now in on the mound. He is making his seventh appearance of the year. He's thrown 21 and two-thirds innings. He is 2-1. He has given up 11 earned runs on the year, an ERA of 3.55. He'll face Damon Cook with runners at second and third, one away. The Thunder already with three runs across in this inning. First pitch from Catron is a fastball low and inside. Cook is an RBI today, but he has got a ground out in there as well. He had a sac fly RBI in the first, and he's quickly up 2-0 against Catron. Garcia just moved to short, so a direct switch for Rossville. Line shot to the right side, but that's going to get fouled out of play. 2-1 the count on Cook. Thunder with seven runs on nine hits, all of those against Aiden Garcia, who is responsible for the two runners on the base pass. Landon Baker at second, Tyler Garrity at third for the Thunder. Catron takes his time in the 2-1. Fastball low and away, and it's 3-1 with Andrew Henry on deck.
Don't lose him. Come on, you got this one, Corey.
Thunder with two runs in the first, two in the second, three so far here in the fourth. And that'll be a walk to Damon Cook. So a walk to Cook on five pitches, and now here's Andrew Henry with the bases loaded. Thunder leading 7-0. Rossville continues to play shaded towards the left field side with Torrey Horak shading left center. There's a huge gap in right center field. And the first pitch to Henry, the fastball that catches the outside corner for a strike. Henry is the eighth batter to come to the plate in this inning for the Thunder. The base is juiced, one away. There's a bouncing ball back up the middle to the shortstop. Garcia will come home for the fourth out, and they got him. It's a really good play by Aiden Garcia. Again, Garrity was the runner coming down from third. Doesn't run well with that injury that he's dealing with in his right hamstring. Fielder's choice, 6-2 on the put out, and there's now two away for Ryan Leager. The bases are still loaded. Zach Kramer is the runner at third. Landon Baker is the runner at third. Damon Cook is at second. Andrew Henry is at first. Leager with a single, a run scored, and a strikeout today. And the 0-1 from Catron. Bouncing ball in that's blocked by the catcher, Caden Brown. That would have brought home a run if it would have got by him. And the 1-1. Bouncing ball to the left side. That'll be foul, and it's 1-2. Leager was 2-for-3 on Monday. Had a really solid day. Now he's looking to come through in a big way for the Thunder, while Catron is just looking to limit the damage and leave the bases loaded. And the 1-2. Breaking ball way outside, and it's 2-2. Another good stop by Brown. Bases loaded, two outs, three across already, and the 2-2 is a bouncing ball into the right side, but again, that's going to be foul. Wind starting to pick up a little bit now here at Rock Creek as the rain continues to fall. Again, very lightly. We never have not had a heavy rain at any point, but the rain has been going since a little bit after first pitch, which was delayed about 15 minutes. And the 2-2 again. Has to pop back and out of play. This will be pitch number 7 at the at-bat coming up. Bases loaded. And the 2-2. Breaking ball high. 3-2 the count. The runners will be off with the pitch, so if Hayes hits, going to score 2. Catron gets to the sign. Comes set. Runners take off. The payoff. Breaking ball high. Ball 4. That's going to walk in a run. Kramer comes down from third to score. Baker comes down from third to score. As Cook moves up to third, Henry to second. This will be the 10th batter to come to the plate in this inning for the Thunder. It's in the form of Gage Palak, who started off this inning reaching on an air. He eventually came around to score on the RBI single from Dalton Herter. 1-1 the count. Thunder with four hits in this inning, a couple of walks, in and there. There's a fastball low, and it's 2-1. Cook at third, Henry at second, Leaguer at first. Two away, and the base is loaded. There's a breaking ball that catches the top of the zone for a strike, and that'll even the count at 2-2. There's a fastball that spiked in the dirt, and again blocked nicely by Brown. He saved another run. And that'll move the count full 3-2, so again the runners are going to be off with this pitch. Base hit with the score 2, and those would be a big 2 runs for the Thunder. Catcher would come set. He'll come set, and asking for time being granted is Palak. Palak looking to deliver a big hit here. He's just trying to put a ball in the outfield. If he does, it'll score 2 because the runners are going to be off with this pitch. Catcher again comes set. Waits. The runners take off. Here's the payoff. Pop foul out of play. Pitch number 6 of the at-bat, number 7 coming up. 21 pitches in this inning for Katrin. He came on in relief for Garcia. Again, the runners take off. Again, the payoff. Lined into center field, but it's going to stay up for Horak. He's got it, and that'll end the inning. So the Thunder strand the bases loaded. We'll head to the fifth inning. The Thunder, though, they play 4 and lead 8-0 when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizer, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fifth inning. It's 8-0. Nemahal Central leading Rossville. Donnie came back with you. Scott Cox taking care of us back at the studios. Braden Uphouse still on the mound for the Bull for the Thunder. Brody Leach is the first batter for Rossville, and he swings the first pitch, fouls it straight back. Rossville with just 2 hits today. They have only had 4 base runners through 4 innings. Now, fastball misses low. Now another swing and a foul off by Lee. Bounced into the windup, and here's the 1-2. Again, fouled off by Leaf. He continues to battle. Rain continues to fall lightly here at Rock Creek. It's been falling since pretty much the first pitch. There's another foul off by Leaf. And the count remains at 1-2. Pitch number six of the at-bat coming up. And here's the pitch from Uphouse. Breaking ball that Leeds gets a piece of, stays alive. Now three foul balls with two strikes for Leeds. He continues to battle. The Bulldogs need something quickly. There's a fastball high. Try to change the eye level of Leeds and stays high, and it's 2-2. Pitch number eight of the at-bat coming up. There's a swing and a pop-up to the left side, giving chase is the third baseman, Cook, and he is going to just run out of room and bang into the fence. Cook drilled that fence hard, but he's going to pop right up. He went into a slide that kind of slowed his momentum a little bit. Great effort by the third baseman. But the ball is going to drop foul, so Leeds will stay alive. This will be number nine of the at-bat coming up. Thunder are now going to shade Leeds to right center field with Herter in center. And the 2-2. Fastball right down the middle. Called strike three. That is strikeout number six for Braden Uphouse. And there is one away. Now here's the pitcher, Corey Catron, for Rossville. First pitch from Uphouse is a fastball low for ball one. Catron was a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. Now 1-0 is a hot shot right to the shortstop. Baker will take it on a big hop, throw to first in plenty of time, and there's two away. So two outs now. Here's the bottom of the order. The nine-hole hitter, Parker Kenny, batting for the second time. He walked his first plate appearance. That was in the third inning. Bulldogs just have not gotten anything going. Their best opportunity to score came in the third, where they had a couple of runners on, but they were eventually stranded. And 0-1 on Parker Kenny. Oh, fastball paints the edge on the outside, and it's 0-2. Uphouse just continues to pour in strikes, and now the wind up, the 0-2. Fastball bounced in, blocked by Kramer. Bulldogs only two hits on the day. No runs, two hits, couple of errors. Now a swing and a miss, and down goes Kenny, and that'll end the inning. Two strikeouts in the inning, seven for the game. Four, Braden Uphouse will head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 8-0. Nemaul Central leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're Carquest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your Carquest store.
FM KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Nemaul Central with a 8-0 lead. And it's the nine hitter Braden Uphouse and the pitcher who will lead things off, with the Thunder leading 8-0. Two runs away from picking up a run rule victory here in the semifinals of the regional. Corey Catron still on the mound. Now a swing and a line shot into right field, but it'll stay up for the right fielder, Kenny. He'll make the grab, and there's one away. Now back to the top of the order. Here's Dalton Herter for the fourth time. He is 2-for-3, a couple of singles, an RBI, and a strikeout. Breaking ball to Herter is in for a strike. Thunder have 8 runs on 10 hits. And now a breaking ball in for strike 2. All into the count on Herter. Cantron working quickly. Comes set at the belt in the 0-2. Fastball low. Thunder, 2 runs in the first, 2 in the second, 4 in the fourth. Now fastball. No, they're going to call it a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Herter did not like the call, but that'll be a strikeout for Cantron. That'll be his first. And there are quickly 2 away. So now with 2 outs, here's Zach Kramer. He has 3 hits today, 3-for-3, 2 singles, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. Kramer digs in from the left side against Cantron. First pitch fastball is low and inside. Cantron came on in relief in the fourth inning for Aiden Garcia. Now a fastball misses high, and it's 2-0. Garcia struggled, giving up all 8 runs to the Thunder. Defense let it down with a couple of errors mixed in there as well. And it's now 3-0 on Kramer. And the 3-0. Squaring a bump, pulling it back, taking a strike. It's Kramer, and it's now 3-1. Tyler Garrity awaits on deck. Thunder have 2 outs here in the bottom of the 5th inning. There's a late swing and a miss, and actually, hand flew off the bat, did Kramer. And he's now got a full count against him with 2 outs. And the payoff. Fastball, it's fouled off to the left side, out of play. And again, here's the payoff pitch from Cantron. Bouncing ball it to the right side. It is playable for the first baseman. He will shovel it over. Or kind of a foul ball, actually. Take that back. Went off the foot of Kramer, so it'll just be a foul ball. This will be pitch number 8 of the at-bat coming up. Rosso played it out like it was a live ball, which obviously you're always taught to do. Nonetheless, it's a foul ball, and the count remains 3-2 on Kramer. And the payoff again. Fastball high and inside, ball 4. So Kramer is on with 2 away, and now here's the designated hitter, Tyler Garrity. He has an RBI, a double. He has scored a run. And reached on a fielder's choice. Thunder have not tried to run much in this game. Kramer on a big lead. Garrity looks at a fastball low and away for ball 1. Still a lot of room out in right center. If Garrity can find that gap, Kramer would have a chance to score. But he gets a line drive. Base hit left field. Kramer will round second base. He'll stop there. Makes a big turn and then retreats back to second base. But it's a hard hit single by Tyler Garrity. And now here's Landon Baker. They're going to have a courtesy runner for Tyler Garrity. It will be Miles Stevie, a senior, who will run. So Stevie will be at first, Kramer at second base, 2 away. An 8-0 lead for Nemaha Central. Coach Terry Stevie knows that run at first base is so important because it can end the game if they can find a way to get Miles Stevie home at first. So instead of Garrity running, who is hobbled, to say the least, but Stevie out there with a little bit better wheels on him. Here's Landon Baker. First pitch to Baker is a breaking ball low. Trying to take third base is Kramer, and he is going to be thrown out. That ball just did not get very far away from Brown at all. And Kramer saw the down angle, just took a chance, but it was right in front of Brown, who picked it up, threw to third, and that'll end the inning. So out of the sixth, it's 8-0, the Thunder lead here on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories: Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Top of the order coming up for Rossville. They trail 8-0 to Nemahal Central. Braden Uphouse still out there on the mound. He has thrown 70 pitches, and has been rock solid for the Thunder today. Seven strikeouts, four up outs today. Aiden Garcia, the leadoff man, will dig in. He'll swing at the first pitch, foul it off the catcher, or strike one. Uphouse has been working quickly all day, and now he brings a breaking ball in, beautifully bent for a strike, and it's 0-2. Uphouse right back into the windup, the 0-2. Fastball low and away. Thunder leading 8-0. And there's a hot shot into right field, but right there is Thomas. He'll make the play, and there's one away. Thomas did not even have to take a step. That ball was right at him, and now here's Caden Brown. Brown has grounded out and flown out today. First pitch breaking ball has slipped out of the hands of Uphouse and is way high for ball one. Along with just a couple of hits today, they've only had a handful of base runners as well. There's a fastball that splits the plate in two for a strike, and it's 1-1. Thunder continue to play straight up in the outfield, same as the infield at normal depth. Third baseman Cook is in a little bit, and a fastball misses low and away to make it 2-1. Bulldogs at this point just need to get anything going. They would take any type of base runners here at this point, trailing 8-0, and there's a hot shot in the left field, but again, right at the left fielder Palak, who didn't have to take but a step or two. Another hard hit out, but there's two away. So now here's McGuire Leathers. He'll bat with two away. First pitch is a fastball that paints the outside corner for strike one. Leathers has flown out to right, and he is struck out looking today. There is a breaking ball that he gets a piece of, but fouls it back, and it's now 0-2. So an opportunity for another strikeout for Braden Uphouse. He's got seven of them on the day. And the 0-2. Fastball pop foul. That's going to get just out of play over the Rossville dugout on first base side. So two outs, 0-2 the count. And the 0-2. Breaking ball, it's going to be hit back up the middle. It's going to be knocked down, but it'll go into center field shallow for a base hit for McGuire Leathers. So he will keep the inning alive for Rossville. And now here's Bo Reeves. That is just the third hit of the day for the Bulldogs. And now with two away and a runner at first, here's Bo Reeves. He has grounded out to the second baseman and struck out today. Decent speed at first in the form of Leathers. A bounce back into the stretch. Comes set. The first pitch to Reeves is fouled back. Reeves, a big kid, 6'5". And Bill. Closed off stance from the right side. Now the 0-1 from up out to the fastball, a little bit high and away. 8-0, the Thunder lead here in the sixth inning of play. Leathers the runner at first. And now they're going to throw down to first base, but back safely is Leathers. A good throw by Kramer. And it is 2-1 on Bo Reeves. And the 2-1. Fastball hits the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. The low pass just continues to be around the zone, and he's getting a couple of calls on that outside edge, taking advantage of it. And the two-strike pitch. Bounce to the left side, but it's going to get foul up the line at third. And so the count remains 2-2 on Bo Reeves. Rossville really just has not threatened at all today. They've had a couple of runners on, but that is pretty much it. There's a high fly ball into center field, but it's playable for Herter. He's underneath it. He'll catch it, and that'll end the inning. So Rossville strands one. We'll to the bottom of the sixth inning. Thunder still lead 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafi checking account. So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafi checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafi at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 8-0 lead for Nemaha Central. They'll have 4-5-6 coming up. Baker, Cook, Henry. Needing two runs to try to end the game here. As Corey Catron stays out there on the mound. First pitch to Landon Baker is a breaking ball low and away for ball one. Thunder got two runs in the first, two in the second, four in the fourth. Emerald scoreless in the fifth. 2-0 the count on Baker. Landon today has two hits, an RBI, scored a run. And he just continue his strong tournament here to this point. There's a fastball that catches the outside portion of the zone for a strike. Baker now has five hits in the two games for the Thunder, dating back to Monday's win over St. Mary's where he was 3-for-5. And now 3-1 the count. Horak in center continues to shade over towards the left field side. And the 3-1 to Baker. The fastball way high for ball four. It's also going to get all the way back to the screen. So Baker is going to round first base and stop there. But it's a leadoff walk. So Baker's on with the walk, and now here's Damon Cook. He has a sack fly RBI and also has walked today. represents the winning run at the plate. Last ball misses high. 45 pitches for Corey Catcher, and he's really had to work in his couple of innings of work. Baker, a good lead over at first. Now a throw over, a little bit high, but the first baseman leads. There's a tall guy. He's able to pick it out of the air. Now the umpire is going to yell over to the Nemo Central side. They had a bat that was outside of the dugout, so he's going to make him put it back into the dugout. Now a fastball misses low and away, and it's 1-1. Baker, another decent lead over first, not running, and a fastball misses high and inside. And it's 3-0. I said it was 1-1. It's actually now 3-0 on Cook. And the 3-0 is a fastball down the middle for a strike. Baker the runner at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Thunder lead 8-0. Breaking ball, it's a little bit high, and that's another walk. Two straight walks in the inning to begin for the Thunder, and the winning run is now at first base. And here's Andrew Henry.
Now batting, number one, Andrew Henry.
Catcher Caden Brown's going to go out and have a quick chat with Corey Catron. And they're going to have a pinch runner for Damon Cook. This will be Casey Kramer. Case Kramer is a sophomore. And now a quick meeting at the mound as Rossville head coach Eamon Bradley will come out. See if he makes a change or not. Catron stoned pretty well since he came on relief. This is really the first trouble that he has dealt with. He came in with the bases loaded in the fourth inning and limited the damage to just a couple. So it looks like Coach Bradley still out there having a word. One of the umpires starts to make his way out to the mound. And they're going to leave Catron out there. So Thunder with first and second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two runs would end it. So here's Andrew Henry. He bats for the fourth time. He has struck out, flown out, and reached on a fielder's choice. This will be pitch number 50 coming up for Corey Catron. Pickoff attempt. Nobody at second base, but diving back anyways is Baker. And now squaring to bunt. Getting it down, but it's going to actually be caught by the pitcher. And now they're going to throw to first, and they've got it doubled up. Case Kramer, that's going to be a double play. And a big double play, but Henry had his butt caught by the pitcher catcher and then just walked over and touched first base. This Kramer got way too far off the play, off the base, didn't see the catcher and had caught it. So that's a double play. So now quickly two outs with a runner at second base for Ryan Leager. Leager, he'll swing at the first pitch, pop it up. Second baseman's underneath it, waits for it, and he's got it. As Jackson catches it, and that'll end the inning. So we'll head to the seventh. The Bulldogs have three outs to work with, trailing 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
Find out how Don Fade in Holton and Dan Lears in Hiawatha can help with your auto, home, and life insurance needs.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Well, the rain has finally stopped here at Rock Creek, thank goodness. And of course, it stops here in the seventh inning with the Thunder 3 outs away. Moving on to the regional championship. 8-0 lead for Nemaha Central. Rossville with 5-6-7. Horak, Pirine, and Leap 2 up. First pitch from Braden Uppass is looking to throw a complete game. It is outside. Horak is grounded out and struck out. He was able to reach on a wild pitch. And now he pops the ball to the left side. It is going to be playable for Cook. It actually is going to run out of foot room, and it will be a foul ball. One the count on Tori Horak. And the 1-1. Fastball down the middle, and it's 1-2. Rossville, no runs on 3 hits. They've committed 2 errors, but under 8 runs on 10 hits, no errors. Now the 2-strike pitch, fouled off to the left side. Again, that will get down and out of play. Thunder looking to make it to the regional championship game where they would await the winner of Silver Lake and Rock Creek. That'll play just a little bit after the end of our game. There's a fastball spiked in, and it's 2-2 on Horak. Pitch number 6 of the 7 of the at-bat coming up. There's a hot shot into right field that is going to get down for a base hit. So Horak is on with a leadoff single, and that's exactly what the Bulldogs needed. They trail right now 8-0. Now KP Ryan here. Bats for the 3rd time. He has flown out and struck out. Imagine that Horak would not be running at all here in an 8-0 game. First pitch to Pirine of the fastball high. Now the 1-0. Fastball is going to be fouled back, and that'll get out of play. Rossville now with 4 hits on the day. This will be pitch number 97 for up out. There's a bouncing ball into the left side. That's going to get into left field for a base hit. Horak is going to round 2nd. He's going to try for 3, and the throw is actually going to get away. And now coming down to score is Horak. He comes all the way around to score, and the Bulldogs are on the board. So it's an RBI double for KP Ryan.
Now batting number 44, Brady Lee.
Don't rub the camera, please.
So now here's Brody Leach. He'll bat an 8-1 game with a runner at 2nd base and KP Ryan. And the 0-1 from up house is a swing and a miss by Leach, and he's down 0-2. So a runner at 2nd base, nobody out, in the top of the 7th inning. About pitch number 100. The bouncing ball is back up the middle. It's going to be fielded by the shortstop, Baker. He'll throw in plenty of time, and there's one away. So one out, and now here's Corey Catron.
Corey
Corey is 0 for 2. He has struck out and grounded out today. First pitch from Braden Uphouse is skied into center field. It'll be a long run for the middle fielder, Herter, but he's underneath it. He's got it. It'll bring in a run. As P. Ryan will tag and score from third base, it's now 8-2. But there are two away, so the Bulldogs down to their final out. So now here's Parker Kenny with the bases empty and two away. And Braden Uphouse at 101 pitches, so if he can get Kenny, he can throw the complete game. He's limited to 105, but since he started this at bat, he can finish it. And here's the 0-1. Fastball catches the outside corner, and it's 0-2, so the Bulldogs now down to their final strike. Uphouse has thrown an absolute gem today, only giving up 5 hits, a couple of runs, but for the most part, he has been outstanding. Here's the 0-2. Fastball just misses low and away. So the Bulldogs continue to battle away. Again, the two-strike pitch. Fastball low. That'll get away from Kramer, but nobody on base, so it's just a 2-2 count. Seven strikeouts on the day for Braden Uphouse, and he has allowed 5 hits, 2 runs. His defense has not committed an error. And he's looking for a strikeout here to end it. Here's the 2-2. Fastball high. He tried to rear back and give it a little extra on that one, and it's now 3-2.
You got this, Parker!
So payoff pitch coming to Parker Kenny. It was walked and struck out today. And here it is. Bouncing ball to the left side, fielded by the third baseman Cook, but it'll just get fouled past the bag. So the count remains at 3-2. Thunder, 18-3 on the year. Crossville, 15-6. Here's again the payoff. Fastball, high ball, 4. And that'll be it for Braden Uphouse. As he has gone over the 105-pitch mark, the Thunder faithful are going to give him a big round of applause. Well, that'll be it for Uphouse. So pitching change coming. It's 8-2, the Thunder lead, one out away from moving on to the regional championship here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
KNZA.
Now batting number 21. Pitching change for the Thunder. Gage Palik now in on the mound. Braden Uphouse moves to second base. Palik making his 10th appearance of the year. He's thrown 27 in the third inning. A 5-0 record. 32 strikeouts compared to 17 walks. Two outs in the seventh inning. Fastball misses low and inside. At the top of the order here, Aiden Garcia. 1-1 to count. Oh, fastball swung on and hit in the left field for a base hit. So Kenny will get to second. Garcia gets the single. And so the inning will continue. And here's Caden Brown. All this has started with two outs. At least the scoring. Couple of hits in the inning, though, for the Bulldogs. And now a swing and a miss at a high fastball for Brown. It's 0-1. Three hits in the inning, a double, two singles. RBIs by KP Ryan and Corey Catron. Now fastball paints the outside corner, and the Bulldogs get out of their final strike. Two outs in the seventh, 0-2 the count on Brown in the pitch. Fastball fouled off, up against the screen, so Brown stays alive at 0-2. Rained for a majority of this game, but here in the seventh inning, it finally stopped. And now Palak looking to finish it. There's a line shot in the left field, but playable for the left fielder. Andrew Henry is out there now. He makes the grab, and that'll end the game. So the Thunder move on to the regional championship. They await the winner of Rock Creek and Silver Lake, who will play in a little bit. That'll be at around 5:30 or so later on tonight. But again, the final, the Thunder win it 8-2 over Rockville. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Final score. Nemaul Central wins 8-2 over Rockville and moves on to the regional championship game later on tonight. We'll have it air on 103.9 KNZA. Thunder plated two runs in the first inning, two in the second, four in the fourth, and that is all they would need as Braden Uphouse threw an absolute gem. He ends up allowing two runs on five hits, and he strikes out seven to pick up the victory here for the Thunder today. And the Thunder, they'll also have their ace of their staff, Landon Baker, to pitch tonight against the winner of Silver Lake and Rock Creek. He will play here in just a little bit. Those are the final numbers. We'll start with Rossville. Aiden Garcia was on base twice with a pair of hits. McGuire Leathers, he had a single. He was on base once. Torrey Horak reached base twice. He had a hit and scored a run. KP Ryan had an RBI double and scored a run. Brody Leith had one hit. Corey Catron had an RBI, and Parker Kinney was on base twice with a pair of walks. So the Bulldogs in their year with a record of 15-7. Nemaul Central, meanwhile, Dalton Herter had a pair of hits and an RBI and scored a run. Zach Kramer was on base all four times he came to bat, had three hits, an RBI, scored a run, and had a double and a pair of singles. Tyler Garrity was on base three times, a single, a double, scored a run, had an RBI as well. Landon Baker had two hits, an RBI, and he scored a run. Damon Cook was on base twice and also had an RBI. He walked twice. Andrew Henry was on base once. Ryan Leaguer was on base twice, walked in a run, had a single and a run scored. Gage Palak scored a run, and Braden Uphouse was 2-for-3 with a double, a single, and two runs scored. The Thunder improved to 19-3. On the season, one win away from reaching the 3A state tournament that'll be played next week in Manhattan. Again, the final score, 8-2. The Thunder win it. Championship game will be later on tonight. We expect at this point probably around 6:30 or so, maybe a little bit later. Just kind of depends how this game coming up goes between Silver Lake and Rock Creek. So stay tuned with us. We'll give you updates and let you know when that game will be. But again, the final score, 8-2. Nemaul Central wins it, and for Scott Cox taking care of us back at the studio, I'm Johnny Gaines saying so long until we greet you for the championship game from Rock Creek here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.